Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachan the Pei, Hei Pei Ramalan Pei, Dalam Pei, Zvachan the Bound Pei, second to last, third to last line, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Hashokat Behema, let's say you have a kachim, you shechted an animal, but let me do that at night, Bifnim, inside, and then Vehel Levechutz, and you bring it up as a carbon, outside the courtyard, then you're going to be chayef. Beep, turn the page, right, because you brought something up, something which is, some muktash, outside, which you're not allowed. It shouldn't be any less intense than a case of somebody is shochet b'chutz, someone who shechs the carbon outside of the courtyard and then offers it up outside, where he's going to be chayav for both shechita and bringing it up outside. Masav Rav Chiya bar Avin, shochet b'fneim u'mayla b'chutz. Ask the question. Whenever you have a case, somebody does shechita on a bird, and they do it inside the courtyard, and then they go and they bring it up as a carbon outside. Potter. He's going to be potter for bringing it up outside, since the bird was killed through shechita, and it was in the by Malika, therefore it's no good as a carbon was back, and therefore there's no chiv afterwards about what happens when you go and you bring it up outside. What happens if he did the shechita outside the Azara? And then Umay Levechutz, and anybody brings it up outside as well, Chayev is going to be Chayev for both the Shechita and of bringing it up outside. According to Rabbi Yochanan, why is he not Chayev in the first case where he shechted the bird inside and offered it outside? Let's say that this shouldn't be less chamor than the case of somebody who does Shechita on it, and then he offers it outside of the courtyard. According to Rav Yochanan's understanding it, a bird that shechted through shechita, not malika, shechita, within the Beis HaMikdash, can't be considered less worthy than one that shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And if the latter case, the one who offers it up outside is going to be responsible, in the former case also, then the one who offers it should be responsible as well, should be chayev. Says the Gemara, Tiyufta. Okay, this knocks off Rav Yochanan. Knocks him out. You could say that shechita sa'of bifnim miktal katle, doing the shechita on a bird inside the courtyard, is considered to just killing it. It's not considered an act of shechita, so one can't be chayiv for bringing up such a bird outside of the courtyard. But the shechita of an offering at night is considered an act of shechita. So one who offers such an animal up outside the courtyard is going to be chayiv. Amarula emure kachem kalim shalun lefrizukas dama. If you have a murim of kachem kalim that are brought up into the mizbech before you threw the dam, lo yerdu, don't bring them down. Nasu, don't come down from there. Nasu lachma shem mizbech, because they become the lechem of the mizbech. Now it belongs to the mizbech. Amar Rabbi Zeira afanan namitanina. We also have a brisa that we saw earlier about this idea. Shenishpach dama of one whose dam spilled, v'shatze dama chutz l'kloim, who ran outside of the curtains, uma hasam, right, since the Bryce doesn't make a distinction, it's in this seemingly talking about both kachem kalim, and therefore it backs up, uma hasam, the imbod lizok, ein lo lizok, if even there, the Bryce's case where the Kohen wants to throw the dam, he's not able to throw it since it spilled or became no good. Amarta im alu lo yeridu, right? You say about it that if it goes up on the Mizbeach, then they don't come down. And hacha de im ba lizog zorek. And here in the case of Ula, where if the Kohen wants to throw the dam, then he can throw it, for it's still good, lo kol shekein. Is it a certainty that if the sacrificial parts have gone up on the Mizbech, they shouldn't come down? Says Gemara, nah, not an answer. Targumah, kachem kachem. Let's explain the basis dealing with kachem kachem. Those parts are fully kodesh even before the dam is thrown. And for that reason, they stay up there in the Mizbech, even though they went up before the Zrika. But by kachem kalim, right, we could say that the parts may not remain on the Mizbeach if they go before the Zrika, because only through Zrika does it become fully sanctified. Hold on, it says the Gemara. What about Harei Pesach, the Kachem Kalim? What about the Bryce that talks about Pesach, and that's Kachem Kalim, and it's brought in over there as the things that stay up on the Mizbeach. Now, Tirgma B'Shalol Shman explained that the Bryce that's talking about Pesach is talking about when it's done only in a case where it's shechted, not for its own sake, and the zrika was done before the emurim were brought in the mizbeach. So there's no raya for the brisa to ulas din that the kachim kalim can stay up on the mizbeach if they were put up before the zrika. Tinan, but we can actually look at our own mishnah. The kulan shalu chayin legabim mizbeach yeridu. If any of them go up on the top of the mizbeach while they're alive, they should come down. The mishnah is telling that live animals don't remain on the mizbeach. Hashchutin lo yeridu. That implies that if they were already shechted, then they would not come down, even if they went up before the Damas throne. My love, lo shna kachim kalim, kachim, lo shna kachim kalim. There's no difference. Therefore, the Mishnah is supporting Ula's din that even if it's kachim kalim, a murim that were put on the Mizbeach before the Damas throne, it can stay up there. It's more low, not a raya. What did it mean when it mentioned, right, when it said that if any of them go up in the Mizbech while alive, they could come down, ha-shchuten, if however they were brought up to the Mizbech after the Shechten and then before the Damas throne, mehen yer, do some come down, mehen lor, do some don't come down, whether it's kachim kachim or kachim galim, kachim kachim, stay up there, kachim kalim, they come down. It says Gemara, vaha, kulan katani, but it says the word kulan, which sounds like it's including both of them. No, kulam achayin. Kula on all of them is talking about the din about live animals, right, that went up to the Mizbech, and not about the Mashmos, about the Emurim of Shechted ones. Says Rav Pshita, it's obvious that if any valid carbon which goes up on the Mizbech while it's alive doesn't stay over there, since it's going to be, in any case, going to be returned to the Tam Mizbech after the Shechita, it should obviously be brought down for the Shechita and then taken up again. So says the Gemara, no, Li Olam Achayim. Actually, really, 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 when it says if any of them go up, it's talking to the din of them that are alive. When they go up, they have to come down. Ubedukin Shabayin. And it's dealing with the carbon that has a problem of cataract in the eye. Valibid Rabbi Akiva Damar, Im Alu Lo Yerdu. It says that if they have a moment, they go up on the Mizbeach after the Shechita, they should not come down. So the Mishnah is telling us that if they went up before the Shechita, they have to come down, even though they will not be permitted back up because the Mizbeach doesn't sanctify these animals while they are alive. B'mai ukimta b'psulin. So what do we set up the commission dealing with? We explained it's talking about when they're puzzled and disqualified. Ema Sefer, but let's talk about the Sefer of the Mishnah, which says, V'chein Ola Sha'ol Sa'chaya L'Rosh HaMizbech Terid. It said that also an Ola that went up to the top of the Mizbech while alive should come down. Shachta B'Rosh HaMizbech, Yav Shitfinat Techmukom. If you shecht on the top of the Mizbech, then you skin it and take it apart in its place and burn it over there in the pyre. V'yi psula, and if the Mizbech was pasol, basav shitfei dochi, do you do this to it? Of course not. V'nitach osav amrechmana. Pasuk says, by a good carbon, it says you should dismember it. Osak sheir v'lo psula. It means it's kashim, not it's pasol. So obviously the Mishnah is talking about a valid carbon, not an invalid one. Says the Gemara, Seifa Asalik Sheira. In the latter part of the Mishnah, which is talking specifically with a live Ola, we've arrived at the din to say it's a valid carbon. But the early one, which is talking about with live offerings in general, is talking about when it's a psul. Umay Kamash Balan, what's the latter clause teaching us? It's obvious that a valid Ola, which came up in the Mizbeach, which while alive, should be brought down for Shechita, since it will be returned to the Mizbeach when it finishes its avoda. However, the Gemara, it's teaching us that they're skinning and taking it apart on top of the Mizbeach for a valid Ola that was shechted over there. After fact, the Gemara, Lamanda Amar. Well, that's the one to say, Ein Hefshet V'Nituach Berush HaMizbeach, right? You don't do it. Michael Lemir, what do you say now? According to this, the Mishnah can't be talking about a valid carbon. Says Gemara, Chumay Skin, what are you talking about in the Mishnah? It's a case in which the carbon, which had a time of validity after its down was thrown, only then became no good. For Eliezer of Shimon, the Amar who says that Kevan Shenizer Kadam, once the dam of the Ola was thrown on the Mizbech properly, and its meat was considered acceptable for burning on the Mizbech, even for a moment, Yafshitena Veora Lekohanim. You should skin it, and its hide is given to the Kohanim. Again, pulling it back, Hakamai Skida, the Kigo and Shoshlo Shasta Kosh of Nefsilah, Rabbi Lezer of Shimini, who says, I'm a Kevin Shizagadam, Hurtza Basa Shahachas, Yafshen of Ora Lekohanim, you take off, and and its hide is given to the Kohanim. Okay, good. Ayala. Or even other problems, they say that we're dealing with carbonos that are no good. Elik at the Ketani, with the fact that the Baisa says, when it explains our Mishnah, Ketzad Oseh, what does he do to an Ola that went up into his back while it's alive? It was shecht over there, besides the skinning and dismembering it on top over there. Morid at the Krovayim Lamata Medichan. He takes down the innards from his back and he washes them. Now, if we're dealing with an invalid carbon, the innards can't be taken down for washing, since they will then not be permitted back up over there. And one's chayiv to burn them on the mizbeach once they've been muktishasized. Frankly, we're back on that. Well, heichi navid, what exactly do you want to do with them? Nakrivinhu b'fartayu. You want to offer them with the chref that's inside of them? You can't do that. Because it says, achrivinu na, l'pechasecha, yirtzecha, o yisipanecha. Offer it, if you please, to your governor. Will he show you favor? Will he turn his countenance toward you? Pasuk of Malachi. Right? Someone who brings, like, bad karbonos to Hashem. You wouldn't do that to, like, a regular person. You do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course not. So, anonach, this is what he means to say. Madichan lamali. Why do you have to wash it, the innards that he removes from his back, since they're no longer be brought back up again? The offering is no good. They should just stay chrefti. You're not bringing it anyway. And for the Gemara, you know what he washed them? De'im esrami koin achrin of loyada naskinu. They're washed out of another coin, would find them and doesn't know that they're from a carbon which is no good, that he's going to bring them up on the Mizbeach. We don't want that to happen. Maybe it'll be problematic to wash it out. In fact, Gemara, beep, turn the page, pay vav, pay him a base. Vana neku navid lahu, lekohana milsa da asuba takala. What, we're going to do something that's going to cause them to do a takala? They're not supposed to be brought up again, so why would we wash them and cause them to go and bring them up by mistake? Says the Gemara, Afilu hachi adifa shelo yehu katshi shamayim mutalim kinevela. Right? Still, nonetheless, it shouldn't be, even though it's going to bring to this idea, it's preferable that, you know, these type of things shouldn't be lying there like a nevela with all the chreft that's sitting inside of them. Okay, we saw before, we discussed that, Ula, the Emurim of Kachem Kalim that are brought up in the Mizbeach before the Zrikas Adam, they could stay over there. The Gemara now wants to, actually says that this is actually a bit of a discussion, that is. This is a question. Amar Chiyar Abba, Boy Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked, Emurim Kachem Kalim, Shehelon of Fnei Zrikas Adam, Yeridu or Loridu, should it come down or not? Amar Rabbi Ami, V'ti Boy Lach Me'ila, but you should ask whether or not become to the category of Me'ila by going up on the Mizbeach. Omar Leh, so he said back, Me'ila lo kami ba'ili. I'm not, like, there's no suffering about Me'ila. The Zrika who dekava lehu b'Me'ila. The Zrika that decides and puts it in the category of Me'ila. Ki kami ba'ili, the Ridam. I just want to know, but in fact, what it comes down from the Mizbeach. U'pashit lo yedu. And the Ryochan came out that it's pashit that they don't come down, ve'ein ben mishamila, and also there is no Me'ila with it. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masli Hachi, he taught a little bit different. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Boy Rabbi Yochanan, Emurei Kachem Kalim, Shehelun Lefnei Zrikas Damim, in reference to the Emurim of Kachem Kalim that were brought up in the Mizbeach before the Dam is thrown, Yeshpet, Bilolo, is Amila or not? Amar Le Rabbi Ami, V'tiboy Lech Yerida, but you should ask about going off, going down from the Mizbeach. Amar Leh, so Rabbi Chanan said, Yerida lo kami ba'ili. I don't have a question about going down. The nasu lachmo shel Mizbeach. That's clear that by going up, they became the lechem of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach gets to eat it, and it's got to stay there. Ki kami ba'ili mi'ila. Just a question of mi'ila. And they finished by saying, Apashatachi, Rabbi Yochanan decided that, lo yerdu, they don't go down from Mizbeach, ve'ein ben mishamila, and there is no ba'ila involved. Says the next part of the Mishnah, ve'ein lo hayu psulan. Now the following did not have their psulim, and the continuation of that is that veiluhin vishalo hayu psulan bakodesh, and then we went on to harova v'hanirba. Just reading from the Mishnah itself, and that is the rova and the nirba, the muksa, haneva v'esnan. Vehamechir, vakilayim, vatreif, vyozerdofen, etc. Rabbi Kiva says that the machshir, he's machshir of Bali Mumin. Okay, now, says the Gemara, Amar of Yochanan, lo hichshir Rabbi Kiva, ela bedukin shabayin.
Rabbi Akiva wasn't machshir.
Akiva, lo chichshir Rabbi Akiva ela bedukin shabayin. He said it's only good when it's cataracts in the eye. Holuk shem ba'ofos, because these are carbonates that these are the type of things that these type of moments are going to be okay when it comes to birds. Right, so the Mizbeach, let's try that again. Since carbonos with these mumen are going to be good in the case of birds, the Mizbeach is going to be makdish animal ones with these mumen as well. V'hu shekadam hekdeshan as mumen. That's only if it became kadosh before it got the mum. Umodar v'akiva ba'olas nekeva, v'akiva, he agrees, by a female ola, that the Mizbeach is not going to be makdish it, the kishakadam muma lehekadesha damya, because it's considered, it's like its mum preceded its consecration as a carbon, right? Because only a male animal can be brought as an ola. And so if it's doing a female one, it's already like it already has a mum. The fact that it's in the keva. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, yesh nirba be'ofos, so ein nirba be'ofos. Fascinating. Is there like a disqualification of psul in such a concept? Mi amar mina behema lahotzia sarovea vanirba. Do we say that since the pasuk says by animals, that it can be brought from animals, and it's excluding one that was, again, sodomized by a person that was sodomized by, or that was... One that's sodomized a person, sodomized by a person, right? Kol hichat the ise berovea ise b'nirba. And we should say that whenever there's such a concept of one that sodomized applies the psul of one that was sodomized also. Kol hichat the lesser berovea lesser b'nirba. You wouldn't have that. And since it's impossible for a bird to be disqualified on grounds of having sodomized a person, because that just doesn't work anatomically, right? So therefore, it also can't be disqualified the fact that it was sodomized by a person. Odoma, maybe, hare nev da bo avera. It was avera done with it, and therefore, it should be possible. Amarabba, toshma, tzir, vikiva, machshir, balimumum, is machshir by balmum. Right? He matirs the carbonus, the emur of a certain balimums to remain on this bech once they've been put over there. And like we said, that what's pshat, it's the fact that these mumim are going to be valid by birds. V'im isa, and if it's true that a bird which is sodomized is fit to be a carbon, then nachshir nami b'nirba, then a rekiva should also validate the emurim of an animal that was sodomized, which were placed on those bach, over kasher ba'ofos. Since it's kasher by animals, shema mino, must be that a bird that was sodomized is not allowed to be brought as a carbon. Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, Zakhtar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Afanana Mitanir Besov of Bryce, which says, Hadirba of a coin did Malika on a bird that was sodomized, Vamuksa, or that was set aside for Avodah Zarah, Haneva that was worshipped, Esnan was used as, to pay for Arizona, Omechir, or flipped with the dog, switched with the dog, Vitumtum, or Tumtum Androgynous, Kulan Mitamin Begadim Abesablia. All of them are going to be Mitame with Besablia, the person that's wearing them, because they are a Nevela. Shmaminas, what do we see? Since the Brisa brings the bird that was sodomized in the list, we learn from that the bird is going to be disqualified for use as a carbon. Okay, says the next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim. He says that father would turn away the balimum animals from the Mizbeach. My Kamash Malan, what's he telling us by this? Like, all he's telling us what the Tanakhama said. He's telling us a story, an actual the story that actually occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody's saying, another one is my doche. What does Rav Chanina mean when he says doche? It means kil achiyad. It means that he would turn away such things indirectly. Right, like kilu, like the back of his hand. He wouldn't reject them from on top of the zbech, in a way that was like not like it wouldn't make it obvious what he's doing. He did it in a way that like it was not so noticeable. Rashi says, "Vein moridin Derech bizayin b'far hesya. Wouldn't do it in a bizayin, take away b'far hesya. And then the next part of the Mishnah, kishem shem alu, just like the din was, once they went up, they didn't come down. So too, once they come down, they should not go up. Amar ula lo shanu ella shalom mashla b'hen ha'or. They thought this only referenced a case where the fire hadn't taken hold of them. Aval, mashla b'hen ha'or, but the fire already took hold of them, yalud. And even if they were taken down, they're brought back up again. Rav Mari masnei resha. Rav Mari taught ula's statement as a comment on the earlier part of the Mishnah. Rav Chanina Misura Masnia Sefer, he learns as part of the Sefer. And what is that? He says the following idea. Ha'atzamos va'agidim v'karnayim v'atalafayim, the bones, the sinews, the horns, the hooves, bizman shemechubarin yalu, when they're attached to the carbon, they'll be brought up to the mizbeach with it. Perishu lo yalu, if they separate it from the carbon, then they should not be brought up. And it was then taught also in the Brisa that even if they're brought up, that they have to be taken down. Amar Ulula says, Lo shanu ela shalo mashal ben ha'or. They taught this only in reference to a case where the fire hadn't take hold of them. Aval mashal ben ha'or, but if the fire already chapped them, then yalu, and even if they were taken down, they are brought up again. Man demasya seifa, the one, meaning Rav Chanina, who taught that this statement was going on the seifa, Kol Shekein Aresha. Certainly applies in Aresha. Also in the Resha, because if the Mizbech's pyre has a capacity to makdish even things that are never designated to be put on it, it certainly is going to be makdish something that are commonly set aside for burning on the Mizbech, but were just, they became puzzle. Kol Shekein Aresha. Manda Maser Aresha, when it says in Aresha, Avala Seifa, when it comes to the Seifa, Lav B'nei Akhtarin Inu, those are not fit for burning on the Mizbech at all, and therefore not going to be muktash through being getting burnt by the fire. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.